Hello, it's Deanna Durrell, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And today's Q&A is, what can you do when you feel like you aren't good enough for what you want? There is something really interesting that happens. This is a great question. When we are just on the brink of manifesting our desires or getting clear that we really, really have a desire and how important it is to us, and maybe we didn't realize how important it was before. And this can cause some disturbance in the ego. So the first thing to do is just notice where this not feeling good enough is coming from. It's not coming from your evolved self, your true intuition. It's coming from this unevolved, distorted ego that really just says shit that makes you feel uncomfortable, unsure, afraid, not good enough. And its whole purpose is to keep you in the exact same place where you are. It likes stability, it likes comfort. And even if it's a false comfort, even if you know that where you're going is much better than where you are, if there's any element that's unknown, then the unevolved ego will kick in. So once you know that, once you acknowledge that, you can simply just say, thank you for sharing, unevolved ego. Thank you for sharing. I hear you. Because the first step is acknowledging that you hear it. If not, it's just going to get louder and more annoying, and it will start to take you down the rabbit hole of stories. Stories that affirm that you are not good enough for what you want. And the next thing that you can do here is recognize why you want something. Do you want it for validation? Do you want it because it fulfills this deep need to prove yourself? You can see and check yourself when you're not feeling good enough for what you want. Why do you want the thing? Because if you're clear on why you want it, then come hell or high water, you're going to go through it. You're going to go through whatever you need to go through in order to bring that into your life, because it is coming from your soul. So once you recognize that the unevolved ego is just like running its lovely show on you, you just call it out. So step one is call it out. And step two is getting clear on why you want the thing that you want. Doing some journaling around it, some meditation around it is always a good thing. And then reminding yourself on a sticky note why you want the thing. And are you willing to go through this temporarily uncomfortable feeling, this feeling of not good enough, to bring it in and to fulfill your soul desires? Because here's the thing, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks about your desires, including your unevolved ego self. All that matters is that it's truly aligned with what your soul wants for your next evolution. Like, that is it. Are you leading from this soul-based place, or are you leading from your unevolved, scared ego? And the more that you can really tap into your why and recognize that uncomfortable emotions, including feeling not good enough, inadequate, not pretty enough, not thin enough, not whatever, successful enough, are just little road bumps on the way to calling in what your soul needs for its next evolution. So if you can see them, that means that you're actually on the right path, because it means you're onto something different, something more aligned, and a part of you might be dying, and that's okay. All right, so let's review the steps one more time. When you feel like you aren't good enough, call your unevolved ego out. Say, I see you, I hear you, thank you for sharing. I hear that you don't think that I'm good enough. Thanks for sharing. Step two, reminding yourself, why do you want the thing? Why is it important to you? And three, committing to feel uncomfortable in order to fulfill your soul desires because you're on a soul mission, girl or guy. And that, my friends, is your Q&A for today. I would love to hear from you. If you have been struggling with this, what helps you to feel more than enough? Let us know in the comments. And if you'd like more tips to empower yourself and empower your relationships, be sure to check out the free gift at deannajarrell.com. Thank you so much for listening and have a beautiful, beautiful day. And remember, you are loved, you are enough, you are a goddess.